written for the prompt. Some combination of echo slash fives slash fox for the kiss roulette, in which the kiss roulette rolled 23, a kiss induced by alcohol or other substances. Fox's head is spinning, but he's less than one drink down. Whichever one Cody handed over when Fox first turned up at 79's, that he's been savoring, because it's not like Fox has credits to buy himself a second one, much less buy a round for the handful of brothers around him. Because of that, he's pretty sure it's less whatever's in the drink, and more some winning combination of the migraine that never seems to go away, and the stim crash that's been looming for too many cycles, hitting him like a rogue speeder. Ugh. He feels something warm on his cheek and realizes he's slumped sideways onto whichever brother is beside him. If Fox was given a name, he barely processed it, and it's long gone from his memory now. Someone says something, but Fox just closes his eyes and gives up, pressing closer to the brother who hasn't yet shoved him away. It's too loud, but they're warm and solid enough to nearly ground him. An arm drops around his shoulders, and another hand drops into his hair. Someone else's, he thinks, but he's not really sure. Fingers card through his curls, tugging just enough to make sparks shoot pleasantly down his spine, and Fox lets himself melt. Eventually, he's poked, prodded, jostled to his feet, and two familiar bodies guide him out of 79's. In the relative quiet of the street outside, Fox can feel some of his tension ease. "Fuck," he says. "I could kiss you." There's a laugh from his left and a soft huff that might be amusement to his right. "Well, we were just gonna dump you in one of our bunks to sleep, sir, but I'm pretty sure we could be persuaded." Fox knows it's a joke, but his head is spinning with some combination of exhaustion, pain, relief, and these brothers may not be ones he knows, but they're familiar and safe in all the ways that matter. So he allows himself a lapse in judgment, long enough to turn and press a kiss to the mouth of the one to the left, then the one on the right, smirking at the surprise on both clones' faces. Lead the way. The end. End notes. I'm not sold on this, and I wrote it while paying half attention to my Monster of the Week game, but them, my OT3, set pre-angsty canon events. The one Fox accidentally falls half asleep on first is Echo. Later, Fives is the one on the left, and Echo is the one on the right. This has been potted by Flower Parish for K-Burb for Podfix Summer Swap. Cage, I hope you enjoy.